Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I love the talking points from Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, especially because the Obamacare subsidies that they're fighting about right now were temporary, and then they were extended as temporary, not permanent.
A one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits is not acceptable. It's a non-starter. Like, what world are these MAGA extremists living in right now?
The bottom line is that Trump and his people are trying to threaten, use these people as pawns and say they're not going to get paid, they're not going to get back pay, and all of these kinds of things. They realize it. So I've talked to air traffic controllers. I've talked to many, and they resent how Trump is trying to use them.
Well, we'll see what happens there. It doesn't look like the shutdown is going to wrap up this week, and I don't know what kind, as we just talked with Brian Kilmeade, what kind of negotiations might be going on behind the scenes. But I do want to focus on the healthcare aspect of this and the claims that are being made about Obamacare, et cetera. And Michael Cannon is with us. He's the director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute this afternoon. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So explain, if you can, just because I think this gets confusing even for people who might be paying closer attention. But when it comes to the claims about Obamacare and the subsidies and what the Democrats are asking for right now, can you explain that? Because what Speaker Johnson and the Republicans will say is, yeah, this is certainly an issue, but it's an issue of policy that should be discussed in December, not with a CR and a clean CR that you all voted on in the spring anyway. So break that issue down, if you can, for me.
So Obamacare, when it took effect in 2014, doubled or tripled premiums for a lot of people because it loaded up health insurance with a lot of things, a lot of taxes and a lot of coverage that people don't want. And it provided subsidies way back in 2014, starting way back there, for people making, you know, below $128,000 per year. So if you're above the poverty line and below that line, moderate income people, you get subsidies to help afford this overpriced coverage. And that's not what we're talking about today. No matter what Congress does, those subsidies are still going to be there. But what we're debating today is that Democrats said that those subsidies weren't enough. Obamacare made things so expensive that we needed more money, more money. And so what Democrats did in 2021 and extended through the end of this year are subsidies for people making beyond $130,000 per year, all the way up to $600,000 per year. We are talking here about Obamacare subsidies for the wealthy. And the reason Democrats need to offer people making $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 per year. Some of them can get a subsidy of $7,000. The reason Democrats want to protect those subsidies is because they know that Obamacare is overpriced junk. It's overpriced junk, and it is. And if people see the full premium, they're going to say, forget it, I don't want to enroll in this. That will reveal Obamacare's unpopularity. Congress will want to reopen it, and Democrats want to avoid that. So they just want to keep throwing money at this to numb consumers to the pain of Obamacare. And it is ridiculous that we are even talking about subsidizing people earning $500,000 per year.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, a lot of people aren't even hearing the reality of the discussion because, you know, the legacy media isn't telling the whole story. When it comes to the subsidies, how are the subsidies applied? I think what you wrote in your piece is that it's something, you know, the government basically sends checks to the insurance companies. You're not getting money in your account to use. It's basically a deduction, and then the insurance company gets the money.
One of the deceptions that Obamacare's authors baked into the law was calling these subsidies tax credits, which sounds great. It sounds like they're tax reduction. They are not. You send the same amount of money to the IRS, and then they send a check to an insurance company, but call it a tax credit to you. And the way it works is your Obamacare caps the amount that you have to pay in health insurance toward your Obamacare plan, and it caps it as a percentage of income, and whatever is the difference between that percentage of that amount of your income, that dollar amount, and the premium, the government pays the difference. And so since the government is paying 100% of that difference, no one really has much of it. That is for a benchmark plan. And so the premiums for Obamacare have been going up and up, and the subsidies increase with them. And that's why there's no reason not to let people purchase insurance outside of Obamacare, because if premiums go up for the people who remain in Obamacare, they won't have to pay anymore. They'll just, you know, the subsidies will go up with the premiums. But if you let people go outside of Obamacare, listen to what the Congressional Budget Office had to say about letting people buy insurance free from Obamacare. What they said was that most people in the Obamacare exchanges and the uninsured people who are sitting out the exchanges would be able to get comprehensive health insurance, maybe with lower deductibles and broader provider networks, so better health insurance on those dimensions than Obamacare, for at a premium that is up to 60% lower than an Obamacare, than the lowest cost Obamacare premiums. What that means is we could be making health insurance affordable for most of the people in the Obamacare market without any government subsidies. Never mind subsidies up to people earning $500,000 per year. We could allow them to get health insurance, afford health insurance on their own without having to rely on taxpayers. All we have to do is give them the freedom to choose their own health plans. Democrats are terrified of that as well, for reasons I could explain.
Yeah, well, so the great, you know, one of the great ironies here, I think, is when I was talking about this all on the radio 13 years ago, or whenever they were trying to jam this, you know, down our throats, I was spending a lot of time with former Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri. And, you know, the goal, and I understand a lot of American people were frustrated, premiums were going up. Well, I was told time and time again by President Obama, Democrat Senator McCaskill, that premiums would go down, right? Our premiums would go down. Well, that never happened and never was going to happen the way they manipulated the market.
That did not happen. What they did was they shifted the premium from the premium payer to the taxpayer. And when you do that, the price goes up, not down. And the price of Obamacare coverage has gone up so high at this point that Democrats feel like they have to subsidize people making $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $400,000, $500,000 per year. And if you have to subsidize people making $500,000 per year, I got bad news for you. Your plan is not affordable.
I would say.
I heard a clip. I heard the clip you were mentioning, or you had played earlier, where some politician was saying that someone is using consumers as pawns. It's Democrats who are using consumers as pawns right now. They created these subsidies so that they would disappear on December 31st, leading into a midterm election year.
Right. That was by
because they wanted to make these subsidies for the wealthy permanent. They didn't have the votes to do it. Even when Democrats were controlling Congress and the White House, And so they made them temporary, expiring just before an election year, with the hope that they could then whip up opposition to whip up support for them by panicking people, using those consumers as pawns. And if Congress didn't reauthorize the subsidies, use it as an election issue to get more Democrats, to elect more Democrats into office. There's no way that Obamacare supporter in Congress has any there's any legitimacy to their attacks of using that others are using consumers as pawns. That is what every last Obamacare supporter is doing right now.
What is your position on this back and forth? We're not hearing it as much here in the last couple of days on whether or not illegals are getting health care at the expense of the American taxpayer. The Democrats say, no, that's not happening. That's not going to happen. Right. That you guys are lying about this, and vice versa is happening right now.
Let me start by saying that I really don't like the demonization of immigrants that I'm hearing in this debate, because immigrants built this country. My grandparents were immigrants, et cetera. OK, that's number one. Number two, I think the Republicans are right here not to demonize immigrants, but to say, hey, the Medicaid program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Is vulnerable to so much gaming by states. So many shell games and scams that states run to get more money out of the federal government, that, yeah, some of that is ending up subsidizing health care for undocumented immigrants. And it should not be. But that's because the federal government shouldn't be subsidizing health care for anybody. And we should stop singling out that group. And I blame Republicans for demonizing immigrants in this debate. And I blame Democrats for giving them the opportunity by compelling people to subsidize other people's health care, which leads to this sort of social discord. If we let people make these decisions for themselves, we wouldn't be having this fight over subsidies for immigrants, because we would be respecting people's right to make that choice themselves. You can't just point the finger at Republicans here. Democrats also bear much of the blame.
Michael Cannon, great to have you on. Great stuff this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having
All right,
me.
Take care.
Anytime.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.